Welcome to Learning Through the Seasons from GrandparentsTeach2.org, helping parents and grandparents prepare young children for success in school and a lifetime love of learning. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? How much longer before we get there? How many more days before my birthday? Young children often have a difficult time waiting because time can't be touched, seen, or heard. Difficult concepts like time are much easier to understand when children are involved in discussing and crossing something off. These ideas can also be used to help manage chores around the house, change habits and behavior. But they're best while traveling. They want to be there now. So children can draw pictures of cars or airplanes representing each half hour of a trip. The drawings can be taped to a car window or placed in a backpack and then removed as time passes. Then they can count how much time is left, too. The time before holidays or family visits can seem endless for children. A week before an event, cut out symbols for the holiday and line them up on a window. Every morning, children can take down one object and place it in a basket and count how many are left. Families can help children put something up to mark time instead of taking something down, too. As an example, for Christmas you can create a paper tree on a window and place a paper ornament on the tree until the big day. This is also a good time to start learning days of the week, counting, and subtracting. Children learn more quickly when information is really important to them. This has been a production of Public Radio 90 and GrandparentsTeach2.org. I'm Iris Caters.